Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in the series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with a perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 65, Hannah's Poetry Anthology, April 19, 2008. It was about this time that Hannah brought home a school assignment she had completed. The assignment was to compile a poetry anthology. I knew she'd been working on it for a while, but I had not seen it until it was graded and returned to her. Here's what she wrote on the introductory page. When collecting my poems for this anthology, I really focused on poems that connected to me on a personal level. I chose poems that made me think, wow, this is an incredible poem and I can really relate to it. Whether they be about God, my family, battling cancer, or living life, they all struck a certain chord with me. My favorite poem in this collection is Nothing Gold Can Stay, because it was the first poem I can remember loving. I connect to it because I don't want to grow up sometimes, and the poem is about losing innocence. There is a poem about each member of my family. I wanted to include family poems because I believe that I have the best family in the world. A good number of my poems deal with God. I decided to share those poems because God is the number one priority in my life, and I can definitely connect with poems about Him. My edition of poems related to cancer is a topic that I would not have dealt with a month ago. It was good for me to read poems about cancer, and I added the ones with which I felt the most connected. Over the next couple of episodes, I plan to share a few of the poems she included in her anthology. There is such a poignancy in seeing the poems she chose. Here are three of them. The first one is titled, The Day I Found Out, by Catherine Solomon. The doctor walked in, her eyes stuck on the floor. I squeezed my mom's hand because I had no idea what was in store. Mom looked and said, "Listen, baby, she's got something to say. Just hold my hand tight. Everything will be okay." She said, "Now, what I'm going to say isn't as bad as it sounds, but this tumor, this infection, is more than profound." I still didn't get it. I didn't know what to say. Nothing hit me more than when the word cancer came my way. The next poem is titled, I Asked For, author unknown. I asked for strength, and God gave me difficulties. I asked for wisdom, and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for prosperity, and God gave me brawn and a brain to work. I asked for courage, and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for patience, and God placed me in a situation where I was forced to wait. I asked for love, and God gave me troubled people to help. I asked for favors, and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I asked for. My prayers have been answered. And the third poem she chose was called How Do I Feel? By Susan Patford. Some days I'm not sure how I feel because I feel confused. Some days I feel great. Some days I feel tired. Some days I am energized. Some days I am scared. Some days I cry, but I never wonder why. Most days I wonder just what my purpose is. Most days I am happy, and most days I giggle. All days I am blessed. All days I am thankful. All days I feel like living.